Oh, hello. You're a sight for sore eyes. Yes, I'm Kifrey. As you may have known, as we've been talking, you're the new assistant teacher for me. Thank you, you're a godsend, as I have been needing the help. Lately, the atelier has been a mess. Such new ambitions come with a cost, usually. As for what I'm going to say next, thank you. I mean it. Working here is not ideal to many in your position, and I want you to know that this means a lot to me, that you would come back for an old friend. Well, I appreciate you saying that, calling us more than old friends after so long. I remember those fields before we learned anything about magic. I learned a lot more about you. You've grown so much since then. I missed you. Ah, that promise we made. I didn't forget. I forget choice little things now and again, but not something that important. The promise to see that waterfall. The one in the sky. I'll uphold my bargain, just when you least expect it, to keep you guessing. And? The hat looks good on you. The uniform, too. You look like a proper instructor now. I see. Your studying's gone well. It must have. You're an accomplished and wonderful talent. I want you to know that. I'd no doubt when I contacted you that you would be the best suited to this. From the very start. You'll have to forgive me. Lately, I've been under the weather with something. I didn't mean to put us in such an awkward situation. Thank you for catching me. It is not normal to have such a fever like this, and I think I'm one for putting it behind me and pretending it's not affecting me, but perhaps that was short-sighted hindsight. Thank you. Taking care of me as you used to. Is it still fun? I remember you were always concerned with how risky I was. Trust me, I've mellowed out quite a bit since then. Risk is just a part of the job, though not entirely. There's plenty of it that is unavoidable. I had to dive in for a student who fell into a lake. Thankfully, everything was okay. The cold water was difficult, so perhaps I caught a chill or something. Burning up? No. I'm sure it's just an exaggeration. You have no need to worry about me. I only asked for your assistance because I had trouble with dizziness. You sure you're not a doctor? You seem to know a lot about my condition. Not that I'm complaining in the slightest, but you seem very worried. I'm sorry. That was never my intention. In truth, I was hoping not to worry you, like old times. Look at me. J- just like little Kifri. How I used to. You're bailing me out like those times. It's still difficult to even imagine what you've been through. Have they found any leads to that? We made a promise, not just the simple things or getting even, but our important promise. I didn't want to sour the mood to say it. Have they found anything? Remnants of that? That person. I see. I'm afraid I've only got one lead. It's in the form of what happened to a student. Real nasty things. I'll need to catch you up, but it's not difficult. An unwitty student. No, that's not a good way of saying it. An incredibly witty girl managed to learn magic with no formal training and only a forbidden book as a guide. As you might understand, things did not go well when war magic was used. Alas, I was too late to prevent things. Instead, all I could save was her. It's all right. There's still hope. Thankfully, it was a freezing spell. As cursed as it may be, it's likely we can rescue her mother. Eventually. Do I now? I certainly hope I don't sound too old. Chasing what we've chased. Understanding the world from our perspective. It's changed some things, hasn't it? Sorry. I wasn't trying to worry you. It just seemed like what I should do at that moment is tell you everything. I trust you, and I wanted you to know that. I wanted this to be a happy moment. Not just a reunion, but one where you know I'm not hiding anything. Listen, Duff, I know I broke your trust once. I made a terrible mistake, and I'm sorry. I never got to apologize. That's why I spilled everything. I didn't want you to think this was a repeat of that. The tides would turn. That little Kifri would let you down, even when he's grown up. And both of us have. That scar. Who gave it to you? You didn't have that last time. I'm sorry I wasn't there. Well, I can't be everywhere at once. I still do not enjoy seeing you hurt. No matter if it's an old injury or a fresh one. I never want to see you hurt. The students. You'll find quite a hodgepodge of them. while my apprentices are still quite learning. I think you should meet them for yourself. To spoil the fun of meeting so many personalities would be criminal, don't you think? He always did hate surprises, but I'm afraid it might be best suited to this. A nice try. But even then, I'm glad you're here. And if I could just get up and... the dizziness returned. I'm sorry. I think I may be unable to get up for now. I'm sorry. Again. I do find myself apologizing a lot lately. Not just to you, but perhaps most concerningly to you. I remember what you said back then. If I apologized one more time, that you'd give me something. A reason to apologize, right? But you never meant it. You just hated to see me without confidence. Your intentions were simple, obvious even. But even then, I did appreciate it. Your nudges in the right direction are what led me to this life. And in many ways, I could have never done it without you. The path of magic has not been one. It's been easy. We both know that. But the fact that we're still alive and still learning, that by itself is a miracle. A work of the gods, don't you think? Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. In truth, if I had one thing, it would be a wish to give you back what you lost. It does seem this pattern is too cyclical. So many of us live by the very merit that we listen to me, little dove. There is nothing wrong with you. There's never been, and there never will be. As long as I ever save it. My point being is simple. You have always been incredibly hard on yourself. Terrifyingly so. Perfection. It's something you pride yourself on, and I think it's beautiful. And the only difference is, I think I'd like it more if you gave yourself a chance to relax. A moment reprieve. Simply because I've seen you at your best, and I've seen you at your worst. And I know both can look very eerily similar. I don't want to watch you burn out. So please, at least while you're here, ignore the pursuit of justice a little bit. And maybe when you can't ignore it anymore, we handle it together? Maybe over a spot of tea? Or a nice story with plenty of bedlam and a heaping helping of nostalgia? No. I would be boring if I could only talk about the past. Present is important too. Aside, I'm not so helpless. Far better than I did. Would you believe it? No, let me not spoil it. That's for me to know and you to find out. Are you angry now? Then what will you do about it? How curious. Is that your response? To gaze me down until I crack? Don't get me wrong, I would for you, but that expression is priceless. I can't complain when you enamor me. I remember when we were exhausted, chasing after ghosts of clues that didn't exist. We scoured that forest we were convinced were magic. And we didn't really find anything. It was just laughing and looking up the stars with you. I didn't regret it. Not even a little bit. I couldn't if I wanted to, because truthfully, the days we spent back then shaped who I am today. After I said no more nostalgia. But I can't help it. At least to a certain extent. You've rubbed off on me in a terrible, wonderful way. I found a real love of magic. You have too. I'm glad we did. I'm glad the tragedy that we faced didn't define us entirely. More like a spice added to a great tea. That's how I see it. You're doing it again. Your old habit of getting close when you're nervous for someone. I never said I hated it. It's just, you might get sick if you're so close. Though your forehead feels comforting against mine. See, this will be a bit complicated. Us working together, as much as I look forward to it, I also think we'll have our handfuls with this Atelier. This should be fun. And I'm looking forward to catching up with you and learning who you've become over the years. You're the same, but different. I can tell that much. I hope you'll forgive me, but I really would like to get to know you again. If that's not too much to ask. What can I say? My hopes aren't going to be dashed easy. I'm far too happy to be with you in this moment, and to be able to catch up like this, nostalgia or not. That's right, little Keyfree has come a long way, and he's not so little anymore. promise you, you can rely on me. Just like I relied on you all of those times. It's no longer just a one-way street. Trust me. And I'll do the same for you. Oh, it's nothing. I'm fine, just... talking me into bed like this. You really do see me as just little Keyfree still, don't you? Well, not for long, because I'm going to disprove that. That's for me to know. And you too. See the pun? Oh, really? Then I guess you know so much more than me, I won't have to give you a hint. Do you really want to know? I'll consider it if you brew your famous lemon tea. What better way to bargain? I fear I may have gotten a deal out of you. Well, the kettle's right there, and I, for one, am glad you're here. Thank you, and sorry it's under such circumstances that you have to take care of me, just as you did before. I feel a little out of it, so if you'll